Okay, well, hello, everybody. Blessed and peace on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, welcome to this week's version of our podcast, broadcast all throughout the earth for people who are cool enough to listen to it, not for the faint of heart, people who are brave, people who are outside of the box. And I'm in here today with my very good friend, Mr. Steve Ashley. What's going on, Steve?
Speaking out of the box, here I am. There you go. Yes.
I'm so glad to see you, dude.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be here.
Now, look here, before we get to talking about us, I just got to just tell you, I brought Steve in the studio here today because he does promos. Hey, man, I want you to do a promo. Will you do one?
I'll do a promo.
Yeah. So here's, we're actually doing this on the fly. Here's what it sounds like when a professional voice does it. Now, here's Steve. Are you ready? Now, hang on just a second. No, that's not Steve. That's me. Okay. So this is how Steve does this.
Want to discover your destiny and experience victory in your life?
Man, that's cool.
Hear God speak through the power and passion of Pastor Troy's free daily transformation.
Yes. Boom. Can I just clap over that?
What?
Yay. I love that, man. I totally love that. So anyway, I brought Steve in. Hey, guys, Facebook Live guys, man, we love you guys. We call you blessed. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. So I wanted to I brought Steve in here today to do this, to help me, because we're trying to get everybody to sign up now for my daily devotional. Man, that's a big deal, dude.
It is.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, we've been working hard on it now for about 6 months. I actually got all of my elders involved in it, and I hired a lady by the name of Kip to go through all of my books. And can you imagine? I mean, she went through all of my books, and she got segments from every single, like a paragraph here, a paragraph here, a paragraph there, and said, hey, this is the word for the day. So it's all words that come from all 10 of my books. And then on top of that, then once she handed me that, then I turned it all over to the elders of the church, and I told the elders in the church, hey, look, I need you guys to come up with a prophetic word that goes with this paragraph, and I want you to prayerfully consider a prophetic directive. Yeah, how about that? You like that?
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. You know, it's a real different version of Fresh from the Brewer.
It is.
Yeah.
No,
that's awesome.
No, it is, man. So it's all going online this coming Monday, which is Monday the 19th. We're actually recording this on a Friday morning. And so, and by the way, 19 is a number for faith. So, boom. Oh,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so you might as well throw that bit of never worthless information.
That comes from another book that I'm familiar with. Yes, it does.
That's exactly right. What was the name of that book? I forgot that.
It seems like Numbers that did something. Teach, Preach. Yeah, there we go. Preach,
so
yeah.
I read in The Guise of Genius. Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you this. I have to tell you this story. Okay, so I'm going to put this on the podcast, and I don't know if I should tell this. Ben, should I tell the story about Puerto Rico or not? No, Ben's saying no.
I've heard what happens in Puerto Rico.
Ben's saying no. Ben's like, nope. Ben's like, all right, never mind. Well, that'll be for some other day. Here's what I will tell. I will tell the story about what just happened, because we just got back I got back last night from Mexico, and we've been down in Mexico this past week. Have you ever been to Mexico with me?
Yes, I have, down in Matamoros.
How long ago was that?
And it's been a few years. Yes, before we took off up north for a while. Yeah, so we went down there. It was one of the last times that we went down to the trash dump. And,
right on.
Yeah, it's been several years, actually.
So, me and you, when did you and I first get connected? When did that happen?
Oh, man, that was 19. That was, seems like that's been, good Lord, what, 10 years? It seems like it. Yeah, it seems like a long time.
And then you were with us for some time, and then you guys moved. And where did you guys move off to?
Well, we went to Missouri. Well, first we went down to Baytown, Texas, and helped take care of my wife's mom and dad, who were failing in health. And then after a while, we just felt the Lord call us to go up to Columbia for a season. And I will just say we were blessed while we were there. But when we crossed that border line coming back to Texas, I fell on my knees. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
but,
you,
you know, that's what you do.
It's
yeah.
Like that song, once you cross that old red river, hoss. Right on.
No, we were blessed to be up there, but man, we are so glad to be home.
Well, I'm glad that you're back. I remember seeing you, and it was like, it's amazing because I hadn't saw you in years, and when I saw you, I was just like, wow, man, it's good to be around Steve and your beautiful bride. I love your wife, by the way. Man, you got such a good wife.
Karen's a good girl. I just love her.
Well, I'll tell you how it works, and here's what's real. I mean, this is my podcast, so I can pretty much say whatever I want to. There's a lot of times I will like the guy, but I can't stand his wife, or I like the guy's wife, and I can't stand the dude. But, man, when the two guys, when the bride and the husband, when they're both godly people and they're both on the same page, man, that's a powerhouse.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, you have that.
Amen. In spades.
That is a big deal. I have that, and I've got such a great marriage, and I have such a great wife. And when I flew in last night, I went straight from the airport over to Milan Lefevre. Do you know who Milan Lefevre is?
I sure do.
Rockstar from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, rockstar actually from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Mm-hmm. Right? And actually wrote songs for Elvis and then ran around with everybody famous. One of the things I learned was that he lived with Kris Kristofferson back in the day.
Man.
Him and Kris Kristofferson wrote songs. I just learned that last night, which I thought that was amazing.
That's cool, yeah.
But anyway.
Makes you want to go sailing.
Anyway. I went straight over there. No, that's Christopher Cross.
Oh, that's right.
That's Christopher Cross.
Okay, erase that one.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm leaving that in. That's perfect. So, Ride Like the Wind is also Christopher Cross.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Let's go ahead and do this. What else is Christopher Cross?
Oh, now you're going to put me on this
proverbial. That's exactly right.
No,
that's good,
yeah,
man.
No,
okay,
yeah,
well, let's Chris Christopherson.
That's Andy Daly. That's
it is.
He's
that
the
is
man.
Andy
he
da- is. That is Andy Daly's gig.
Oh, I Lord, help me.
Now, Chris Christopherson is, why me, Lord?
Yes.
What did I ever do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the
played
reason why.
Played a few vampire movies, too.
So he has
yes,
been Blade.
Now we're,
yeah,
on,
he's
the,
actually
we're
Blade.
On the same place. Okay.
He's actually a Blade. I mean, he's in a whole bunch of movies. He's a great actor. He's actually an excellent actor. But really and truly, man, the thing that he's famous for is he's a songwriter. He's not just a, you know, he's really not a good singer, and he doesn't care that he's not a good singer. He's like, I don't care. This is what it sounds like when I sing, and people just love me. I guess that's why he runs around Willie, right on, you know? It's like, Willie, nobody cares that Willie ain't a good singer. They're like, the heck
yeah,
he ain't, man. We love listening to Willie. You sound like a scalded cat, and I love Willie. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's not about that. You know, he wrote the song, Take the Ribbon from Your Hair. He wrote the song, Me and Bobby McGee.
Goodness,
me
wow.
And me, he wrote that song. He wrote, he just wrote so many crazy cool songs. Anyway, he's a great songwriter. Well, he was running around with Milan Lefevre, and that brings me back to my, off of that rabbit trail, back to say that this, Milan Lefevre, this great rock star that he is, I think Milan is 72.
Goodness.
Okay. When I showed up at his house yesterday, here's the deal. I'm going to tell it on Milan Lefevre. And brother, if you're listening, here it is. I have a 2 o'clock meeting with him. Mind you, I crossed the border the night before, legally, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course,
yes.
is before Donald Trump has built the wall. Right?
Yes,
so,
yes.
So I crossed the border. We had great meetings the night before last. I got up early. I went and did like a leadership thing. I met with a really good friend of mine by the name of Adriel Izaguirre. And I met with that brother, and do you like my little accent?
Yeah, had the G's in there right there. Yeah.
And then I met with that brother, and then we had a big meeting, and then I went straight to the airport. I flew in at about 1:30, and I had to hurry. I had to go find my car, which I found, and by the way, you always have to take a picture of the little sign by your car so that
yes.
you can remember the next week where
yes.
you're at.
So I do that when I go to Walmart. So, yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I have some great Walmart parking lot stories to tell you here in just a minute. But anyway, man, I'm on the way over there, and I call him. Hey, man, I'm on Glade Road, and I'm headed to your giant mansion in Colleyville, Texas, dude. I'm headed there. Here I come. And he's like, well, Troy, have you went and ate yet, brother? And I went, no, sir. Would you do me a favor and just go eat? I went, well, sure. What's the matter? Well, man, I just woke up and I haven't brushed my hair. He's still a rock star. Brother didn't get up till 2 o'clock. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know why I like that, but I'm just like, man,
yeah.
I love this brother's
yeah.
life. So what I was going to say about Milan Lefevre is that he's got an awesome wife, man. He's got a wife named Christy. And she's beautiful, 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 and she's sweet, 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 and she's full of the Holy Spirit, and I just cannot imagine him having another wife besides that. And they're such a power couple. People are such power. You know, one can put 1,000 a flight, and two can put 10,000 a flight. And it is just such a big deal whenever a man and a woman love each other and they're madly in love with Jesus and they're helping each other walk the walk. And one doesn't criticize the other one for their walk of faith.
Come on.
That is just such a big deal.
Yeah, it's really, you know, the greatest form of unity that there can be. You know, the two shall become one. So, I mean, you talk about unity being a conduit for God's power.
Yes,
my
sir.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. Okay, so let me tell you what happened down in Mexico.
Please do. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Okay, so we were down in Mexico. Mind you, and this is kind of interesting, okay? I know that you're like 26 or however.
That's it. You got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm 49, and here's the deal. I'm 49-year-old man, and it was me and Pastor Jerry Sellers, and it was Pastor Daryl Knight, and it was also Pastor Johnny Martinez, who's our youth pastor. Pastor Daryl Knight is our missions pastor. Pastor, who's the other guy? Jerry Sellers is my executive pastor. We hooked up with Billy Jenkins while we were there. Who else am I leaving out, Ben? No, besides you, I'm obviously leaving you out. But there was five of us, right? Was there five? So there's those five of us, me and Jerry and Daryl and Billy and who else? And me, Daryl, Jerry. There's five of us. I can't believe I can't think of the other person. Who all was with us?
Me, you, Billy.
And Johnny Martinez. So anyway, all of us besides Ben, there was five of us that were 49-year-old men.
Hmm.
And I was like, that's just odd,
mm-hmm.
you know? And 49 is a strange age. Because you're not really old, but you ain't really young either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not really
old. I remember 49. Yes,
do you?
I do.
Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
And it's when you first start getting that gut. It's when you first start, you know, getting that kind of bloated look. You know, I was kind of looking at all of us. We all kind of looked the same. I mean, we all just kind of have the kind of same kind of body shape, you know. It's like, wow, man, that's just weird, you know. So anyway, we all went down there together, and of course, my son Benjamin Allen Brewer. Ben, can we please hear you, sir? Can you chime in?
Yeah,
that's Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben's in the booth. And
so there you go. Yeah, you know, I kind of imagine when you were talking about that, I can see the five of you guys coming down the street, some smoke in the background, slow mo kind of thing, some rock
guns
and music.
On our hips,
yeah,
maybe.
I can see it.
Guitars
yeah.
on our back, right?
Bellies
on.
In the front.
That's,
yeah.
So we went down there and we're going to take on hell with the water pistol. And by the way, that is a term that I invented, take on hell with the water pistol. I put it in one of my books about 10 years ago, and I started saying it. And now I'm seeing it everywhere. I hear people in movies say it. I heard Mike Huckabee said it the other day. And I was like, somebody, that brother has heard my stuff. Or maybe he read it, or I don't know. But the whole term of I'm going to take on hell with the water pistol, that was a term that I came up with. And I was going to use it for a song 10 years ago. And then I started using it in my sermons and started using it in that. And now it's become part of pop culture. Can you just give me a high five just for setting
the
trend?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So we went into Mexico.
And modest, too.
And modest, and exactly
yes,
right.
sir. No, go ahead.
What I
go
lack
ahead.
In talent, I make up for in vast humility.
Yes, sir.
So I went down to, we went down to Mexico and I did a pastor's conference. And we all went in there with these guys. Now, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Daryl and Pastor Johnny Martinez, these guys come from big-time Baptist backgrounds, right on, which
mm-hmm. yep.
it really, if you're from Texas, you probably come from a Baptist
yes.
background.
Been there.
Mm-hmm. I call that the Baptist Mafia. It's blood in and blood out here in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So including me, I graduated from a fundamentalist Baptist high school, which is basically Amish, you know, you're not allowed to wear makeup. You got to wear your hair in a bun. And that's the boys. You can imagine what it was like for guys, right? I mean, for girls. You had to wear culottes, and that's the guys, man.
Yeah.
It's just is wrong. So anyway, these guys, you know, they're very progressive in their walk with Jesus. They're a part of my ministry now. And what's real is, man, we have all kinds of weird supernatural stuff happen with us.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we see the power of God. Light maketh manifest, and
yes.
the Spirit of the Lord does crazy things. When he first came on board here just about 5 weeks ago, Johnny Martinez, he came from a little Baptist church in a little town, which an awesome church. I know tons of people who go to that church, and the pastor there is a rock star guy. They have tremendous influence upon that region. It's a wonderful, wonderful congregation. Well, he came on board with us, left there at the top of his game. Everybody loved him there. And, man, he just came on board with us, and it was awesome. Like, okay, let's do this. I don't want to bring people on that's leaving at the bottom of their game.
Yes,
I want to bring people
that's
on
right.
that's leaving at the top of their game.
Right, right.
So he does the old Nolan Ryan, man, and leaves at the top of his game, comes in here. And the first Wednesday night that they were all together, man, he was praying for some little girl, and the power of the Holy Spirit hit her, and she fell on the floor, and he started checking her pulse. He's like, what the? Hey. Oh, you know what? She's okay.
That's
she's
my Indian name. Yeah.
Yeah. What the hey?
That's my Indian name.
Yes. Ayanta Hey. Yeah, I've seen those movies. Yes. I know okay. what that is. Yeah, so anyway, he was with us, and I was doing a prophetic conference for all these pastors, and there was this woman that was sitting there, and I knew this woman needs deliverance. God's going to deliver her. He's just going to. And so I called her out and said, honey, will you come up here, please? Bingo aquí, por favor. And she comes, you know, walking over there. And I said, I'm so excited about the deliverance that God is about to bring into your life. I'm so excited about it. Can I pray for you? And she said, yes. I started praying for her. And immediately she started growling. And then this woman started throwing up right there in front of the whole church. She just had like, you know, she just started manifesting right there in front of everybody. And I was like, hey, somebody go get a bucket. Somebody go get a bucket. And I continue to pray for her. Ben, I'm telling the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
And so Ben was in the room. And Ben, didn't you actually catch this on camera?
Yes, sir.
Man, I need to see it. I need to see that. So anyway, she's doing the, you know, the great Technicolor parade on the floor, right? And we bring a bucket up to her. And the thing that I'm more worried about anything is we don't want to shame this woman. Because
yes,
I hate that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I don't like that. I'm like, no, man, I don't want to shame her. I want to bless her. I want to love her. I want to comfort her. And I say, look, church, we celebrate deliverance.
Come on.
That's what we
that's
do.
That's right.
You know, this isn't happening because this woman is bad. This right. is happening because Jesus loves this woman. Right mm-hmm. on. And I'm trying to set the tone of the culture, which is what I'm responsible for. And I happen to just look over. And Johnny Martinez was climbing the wall like Spider-Man. The brother's eyes was about this big around, and his mouth was wide open, and he's backing up. And I told him, I said, what's the matter, brother? And Johnny Martinez said, I can't hang with that, bro. I can't hang with that. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I love it whenever people get delivered.
Yeah, and I love it that you take the position of the non-shaming, because the reality is that people have gone, I haven't gone through that myself and had some of those unfortunate manifestations. The truth is that person invariably, somewhere in their heart, they're saying, I want to go after God. I don't want things like they are.
That's
right. I want change. They just don't know how to get there, and God intervenes and says, let me show you the way.
I'm just going to sit here quiet.
Yes.
Because that was a good word, dude.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Really, man? That was a good
word.
Yeah. Hey, man, my phone's ringing. Let me answer this. Kevin Bentley. Hey, man, check this out. Hang on a second. Hey, Kevin Bentley.
Hey, Troy.
What are you doing, dude?
Well, you know, I'm having that meeting earlier with another gentleman here.
I am, yeah.
No. I know I'm meeting with you at noon.
Right.
But I'm meeting with a guy here at 10 at your church. We just needed to borrow some space.
Okay, cool.
And I'm trying to get into the compound.
Oh, no, we ain't going to let you in. Listen, this called open door, but that's false advertising. Now, listen, I just need to just say for the purposes of legal, okay, that I'm actually recording you live. We're actually doing a live broadcast right now, and I just went ahead and answered the phone because I thought it'd be hilarious. So I will send somebody out here in just a few minutes. Would you go ahead and say hello to the world, Kevin? Just go ahead and say hello to the world.
Well, hello.
Yes, that's Kevin Bentley. And Kevin, what is your ministry? Would you tell everybody what your ministry is?
Yeah, I work with the Christian Heritage Foundation in Cleveland, Texas. I'm the director of Johnson County for Israel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Director of Johnson County for Israel. And I want to just tell you, we're so proud of you getting out of prison. Really, man, I'm welcome home, brother. Welcome home. Okay, listen, I'm going to send somebody out there to unlock the door for you, okay?
We're at the front.
All right, God bless you, man. Well, my friends, that's about all the time that I have for today, because I got to go unlock a door. And welcome to this week's version of Madness That Is My Life, as we just talk about whatever it is that we want to talk about and what the Spirit of the Lord is doing with us. Steve Ashley, you are such a golden voice, and you are my good friend, and I love you, and I appreciate you, brother. We don't talk near enough, man.
No, we don't. We don't. So, campfires in the near future is what I'm thinking.
Okay, dude. I'm in.
In fact, we're looking for the gazing party. That's what we're really coming up
okay, for. So that's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Ben, what is the date for that? What? Yeah, okay. I don't have any real help around here. I don't know if you know that.
Well.
Is it, Ben? Is it the 23rd? It's either the 23rd or the 30th. That's helpful.
Yes,
that's so helpful.
Yes.
Well, guys, what he's talking about is Looking Up Live, which is a star party that we're going to have down in Big Time Blum, Texas. And, man, I'm going to be busting out my laser pointer and pointing out to all the constellations and the stars, talking about the prophetic signs and the constellations and how the heavens declare the glory of God. If people want to contact you or if they need a professional voice in their life, how do they do that?
Well, you can call Steve Ashley at 409-277-1032 or email me, ghmandassociates@gmail.com.
Okay, you heard it right here, guys. Guys, blessings of peace on you, man. I love you so much. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.